You are God and God alone, the tried, tested, and proven one. Father, I worship you because of who you are. Father, you have never failed, neither have you come up short. Your words, Father, Lord, have stood the test of time, and you have remained faithful. To you I worship, to you I honor, to you I adore. To you I magnify and exalt and lift up and give thanks. You are our protector, our provider. You are our God, our Father, Lord, in everything, our refuge and our strength. Father, you are the center of it all, and we come before you this morning recognizing that, Father, we are needing of you all the time. We fail, we fall down, Father, Lord. We fall short. We break a lot of promises to you, Jesus, but Father, you still remain faithful. You set us down at night, and even in our weakness, Father, Lord, as we sleep, you watch it over us, mighty God. And faithful as it is, God Almighty, Lord, you wake us up in the morning. Father, Lord, with a purpose, clothe the mind, that we are in our right-mindedness and know what we are to do for today and where we are supposed to be. Father, Lord, we are in our right mind, and sanity is still intact because we know that we are still supposed to worship you. There is no other God but you, Jesus. There is no other God like you. There is none that can be matched up to your Father. You are the undiluted, the unadulterated champion of this life. You are God of war, but a war, the great strategist, God, that we have ever known, Lord. You have never lost a battle. You have never failed at a fight. Your words, God Almighty, Lord, is sure. Father, God Almighty, Lord, we give you thanks because of who you are. We worship you this morning for everyone that is in the house today, for those that are on their way. God, we thank you. We thank you for taking through another strain of the pandemic, mighty God. And so as they let open and push back the curfew hours, God Almighty, Lord, and giving the church to worship more time and to more space and more freedom, we give you thanks. We thank you, God Almighty, Lord, that, Father, Lord, through it all, we have learned to trust you, Lord. Because there were seasons, Father, Lord, when our hearts would have failed us. But, God Almighty, Lord, you have allowed us to know that you are here with us. And you have never left us. You have never forsaken us. You have never turned your back on us. You have never gotten tired of us. You have heard our cries time and time again. We have called your name, mighty God, so many times, and you have never get frustrated with us. Father God Almighty, Lord, you have a patience that is more than anything else that I can ever understand. I have children, and if they call me more than one time for the day, I begin to get all ignorant. But Father, you, the double Father, the Abba Father, mighty God, you allow us to call and call and call and call and call. And so, God, this morning, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We worship you because of who you are. Oh, God Almighty, Lord, we are forever grateful. We are ever thankful. My God Almighty, Lord, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Father, Lord. As we, God Almighty, Lord, rise for worship, cause our spirit to come back, mighty God, for those that their hearts have failed us, for those that have gone church lazy, for those that have gone praise rusty. Father, Lord, cause us, God Almighty, Lord, to just click in back and to be where we are supposed to be, Father. Call us by our name again, God Almighty, Lord, and reaffirm us in you again, Jesus. Let us know, God Almighty, Lord, that, Father, Lord, we are here for this time, for this season, for this reason. Thank you so very much for everything, God Almighty, Lord. We thank you that through it all, God Almighty, Lord, you have provided. We thank you that through it all, God Almighty, Lord, none of us have passed away by the gun or by the accident, mighty God. We thank you that none of us have gone, Almighty Lord, have gotten COVID. We thank you. We thank you, God Almighty, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you. We thank you, God Almighty, Lord Jesus, for your blood. Jesus Christ, that you cast over us, Jesus, that has protected us and encircled around about us and kept us through it all. We thank you, mighty God. With a heart of thanksgiving, we come into your presence this morning. With a heart of thanksgiving, we give you thanks. With a heart of thanksgiving, we are appreciative. With a heart of thanksgiving, how can we be ungrateful, mighty God? Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. We worship you, Father, Lord, more than anything else. Oh, and we thank you, God. We saturate the atmosphere this morning, Lord, as we begin to make it, Father, Lord, praise and worship ready, Jesus. We come against, Father, Lord, every witches and warlock. We come against every table and every sorcerer in this area, mighty God. We come against the prince of this air and this territory, Father, Lord. We shut down everything that would want to come against us, God Almighty, Lord. I know it irks them, mighty God, that the church is now open and in session in the right mode again, Father, Lord. And there is a lot of people that are not pleased with it, Jesus. But, Father, Lord, we know whose we are and who we are, Father, Lord. And we come not only dressed in spike heel and makeup, God, but we come in the full armor of God because we're here to call war and to declare war in the mighty name of Jesus. For every God Almighty, Lord, for every altar that has been set up while the church was closed down, we shut them down now. We mash them up now, Jesus. We send everybody into, who not into hibernation, we send them into their grave. For those skull heads and bones that have come out and played while we were out, we announce to them now, God, that we are now in and we are in full session. And we are here to take our place. And we are the rightful one in here, Jesus. Father, we give you thanks, Lord. We feel militant this morning, Jesus. We're full of war all over, mighty God. Who tell them to touch us? We are the children of Almighty God. We war all over this, Jesus, this territory and this region and this city is ours, Jesus. Not for the scammers, not for the dons, not for the Uobia workers, not for the witches, not for those that are practicing, but not for those that are hope to be here. We serve a notice to them now, God. And we tell them we're there for real. We call ourselves to war, Jesus. And we shake off anything that has been holding us down. And we stand in frontline duty, mighty God. And we tell them we are here for full battle. Full time, not part time, mighty God. Because we are going to shake some things. We are going to move some things, Jesus. And for some things that have become comfortable, we tell them we serve you. Notice now. You have to move. Seventy 70% of us is enough to move you. If two is enough, 70% is enough. For you thought that we were out. And yes, when they put curfew on us, you worship and hallelujah and you thanked. And you rejoice, but no, we are here. So, Father, Lord, call us to battle again. Teach your children of the art of war again, the great strategist, God. You're bad at every war. You are God all by yourself. You're a star boy, Jesus. You alone can do it all. You are star boy in this. And let them know that nothing shifts you. Nothing shifts you, Jesus. Nothing, God Almighty Lord, can make you be anything else but God. I feel militant. It's my 10 minutes up. We thank you this morning, mighty God. We militant this morning, Jesus. I call for the praise and worship, God Almighty Lord, to come back like swell, God Almighty Lord. We're going to tear this atmosphere down. And we're going to set it from the foundation up. And we mean business this morning. And we tell them who can stand against us. Thank you so much, Jesus. Oh, we worship you this morning. Ah, we magnify your name, mighty God. We thank you for who you are. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah. Psalms 95 verses 1 to 3 says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Glory to his name." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Psalm 8, verses 1 to 3 declares, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who have set your glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, glory to his name." Hallelujah.
Children of God, lift up your voices unto the King of Kings. and the Lord of Lords. Glory to his name. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard my plea and delivered me from all my fears. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Those who are in the community hearing our voices in your homes, worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Those who are online worshiping with us, big up the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Nugent Street in the house, magnify the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Magnify the name of the Lord. There's no God like Jehovah. There is no one like him. We come to exalt his name. We come to lift him up. We come to adore him. Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the setting of the same, your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Elohim. Your name is Jehovah. You are our healer. You are our provider. You are our way maker. We come to you, Lord, with our hearts, dear God. We pray this moment that you will wash us and cleanse us as we humble ourselves before you, as we honor your name. We lift your name on high. Come on, children of God. Open your mouth and give him praise. Praise him in the atmosphere. Praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through, I lift my hands in praise. Lift your hands in praise. Praise the King of Kings. Praise Jehovah. Yahweh be praised. El Shaddai, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of this world. We honor you today. We worship you. Nugent Street, online, in the community, we Shabbat you. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. We bow down. We crown you. Crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh my God. Oh my. Come on, New Jet Street. Open up your mouth. Give him praise. Give him worship. God, you are good. Lord, you are merciful. God, you are gracious. God, you are kind. If it had not been for you on my side, tell me where would I be when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me. My soul. Cry hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Yes, Holy Spirit. This is where the Lord wants us to go first. Open your mouth. Honor him. Bishop Harvey, in the midst of our honoring him, let me greet you and the household of faith in the wonderful name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name, the name where knees shall bow, tongues confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Who is he to you today? Who is he to you today? Praise him. Praise him in the atmosphere. Yes, we know we have voices to sing, but the same voice that you used to sing can talk. Talk to Jesus. Praise him. Praise him. Give him praise. Yahweh. Give it to him. Give it to him. He deserves it. He deserves it. Honor him. We honor you with our praises right here in New Tenth Street. The musicians, we honor you with our instruments right here at New Tenth Street. the priest of the house. Honor you, Almighty God, with this praise right here at Nugent Street. The worship team, honor you, Almighty God, right here at Nugent Street. The members of this congregation, honor you, Almighty God, right here at Nugent Street. Those who are online, honor you, honor you. We honor you, honor him, honor him, honor him. It's not business as usual. Honor him. What did you came here for? What is it that you came here for? To lift him up, to glorify him, to magnify his name, to tell him how good he is, to tell him how wonderful he is. For the past week, Lord, you have been keeping us, and you will continue to keep us. Your grace and your mercies brought us through. We are living. We are living. This moment is because of you. We are making some declaration in the atmosphere. We are sending back every fiery dart back to sender. Back to sender. For we are going to honor him with our praises today. We are going to honor him with our worship today. I lift my hands. I lift my hands in total praise. I open my mouth. I give you worship. I stomp my feet. For you are God. You are worthy. Let the music. Let the music honor him. Musician, lift him up. Lift him up on the drums. Lift him up on the keys. Lift him up on the bass guitar. Worship. We send. We send. We send the Spirit of the Lord over the music area. We shabak you, God. We send the Spirit of the Lord. We call you down. Holy Spirit. Tabernacle. 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 In this place, worship team, we send, we call, Holy Spirit, come down, come down, sweet anointing, pour over this place, over the worship team, right here, on this spot of ground, over your people. Worship him. Lift him up. Lift him up. Yes, man. Without the music, let them hear the voices of the children of God, giving God honor, giving God praise. Mighty God of Daniel, creator of heaven and earth, we honor you. We worship you. My God, hear the voices of your children this morning. Hear the voices of your children this morning. Hear us, O Lord. Thou art worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. For thou hast created all things created. I know we have the lineup, but we're going to take that one. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, oh Lord. Sing with me, everybody, to receive glory. Ooh, to receive. My. I realized something. This is the old back in the days hymn. It's new for some of us. So I'm going to read it for you. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory. Glory and honor. Glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things. Thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasures they are. You and I, we are created for his pleasure. At this moment, Brother Leslie is going to come and continue.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just lift up some shouts of praise into the house? Come on, go ahead, man. Give him some praise. Because he is worthy of every praise that we give unto him. Hallelujah. Because as the song says, we are created to worship him.
Hallelujah.
Are you created to worship him this morning? If you're created to worship him, let me hear you give up some praise in the house. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory. What I am talking about right now. Are you imagining what I'm talking about right now? That happy morning when the Lord is going to come back for us. Are you envisioning that moment right now? Oh, what singing. Oh, what shouting on that happy morning. Shall I? Oh.
Tasted and sweet. some worship. Whatever it is that you need to say to the Lord right now. Say to the Lord right now. And he is ready to open up a door for somebody, to open up a window and pour out some blessings unto you. So this is the time right now for you to call out to him. Reach out and touch him while he passes by. Y'all know the story of the woman with the issue of blood, right? Huh? She pushed her way through the crowd because she wanted something from Jesus. She needed something. She tired of all of her situation. So imagine she just touched. Just a piece of his garment. Imagine he was fully clothed. All it took was her faith. And just a little touch. Of his garment. But then Jesus said, Hold on. Virtue left my body.
Transgression.
an illness, raise your hand. Hello. You know you have an illness, put up your hand. Let me tell you something. Thank you, Jesus. It's worship. Some people feel that it's cancer, sickness, diabetes, a sickness. But sometimes some people have some terrible headache that they can't explain. So let me put it that way. Sometimes you feel your body sway so you don't know how. Hello? You can't explain why this drowsiness come over me. You can't explain why me feel so. Put up your hands last time. I am the Lord. Bishop.
Hallelujah.
He's here, he's here. I am the Lord. Your healer. Help me, Holy Ghost. I am the Lord. Jesus, that he let thee, yes, musician. Oh God, hey, your healer, the healer is here. I sent my word, and I heal your disease.
Yo!
Yes, Bishop Lacock, please. Yes, Bishop Lacock. Yes, Bishop Nina, please something. But in the name of Jesus, we surround him. We cover him under the blood of Jesus. We declare in this atmosphere no weapon. We are troubling him. No weapon. No weapon.
Children of God, come on. I've given you a warning.
you know, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, back up before me come. Church,
hallelujah.
You not believe me? I only one me want to believe with me now. Because this word says one church chase a thousand. So just one come with me. Talk. Talk to you. You see, before me come, tell him. You see, before me come home, pack up and go on. You see, before me come home, pack up in the name of Jesus. Because I'm cross. I am hungry. And I'm mad. And I'm anointed under the power of the Holy Ghost. The better one. Go before I come. Any situation at home. Children, I give you a problem. Children, let me talk to you. Parents, children, I give you a problem. Be still and know that God is God. I am a child of the Most High God. And I speak to every power that thinks they want to rise up in the house of God that I live under. And God bless me under that roof. No powers in hell gonna run me out. So if you think, I am man, if you think you're gonna try something with my child, think again. Pack up. Talk to them, church. Pack up. Tell them, church. Tell them, church. Tell them, church. Tell them, church. Tell it again, church. Tell them, church. Who are troubling you at your workplace? Who are troubling you at your workplace? Who will trouble you at your workplace? Who will trouble you at your workplace? Who will trouble you at your workplace? Who will think? Who will think that they have the power and the authority to get you fired? Talking, who think that they have the power and the authority to get you fired? Me, God picked me. Me, a child of the Most High God. Who me? Who you? Supervisor, no, say can't trouble God Pitney. Supervisor, no, I recognize God Pitney. Supervisor. supervisor said, no, Missy God pan this one. So supervisor said, oh. So supervisor put it aside. So you jump over. You jump over supervisor head and go to the next level. Watch this. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Every lie, the blood of Jesus. Every word spoken, the blood of Jesus. Every plan devised against me, the blood of Jesus. Every trap set in the workplace. Every trap set in the workplace. Every trap set in the workplace. Every plan against me. Every attack against me. Every evil device against me. Every spiritual wickedness in high places. Every spiritual wickedness. Yes, yes, man. Yes, Bishop, right here. Every spiritual wickedness. Every spiritual wickedness. I see you. Every spiritual wickedness. Come with your hobby. Come with your hide. Come with your hide like this. Come with your hide like that. You need to work hard before me. Are you? Where you do? Sit down in the woman of God's seat. Where you do? You sit down in the woman of God's seat. You sit down in the woman of God's seat with your high love self. Child of God reach. I was sitting in her seat. You sit in her seat with a nasty, dirty oil. You mix up smell bad oil and say, if me can't put it in her food, she must sit down in a heat. If me cannot put it in her food, she have to sit down. She have to sit down in a seat, Bishop. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. She don't have to carry food, come on, work, you know, Bishop. But she sit. She have to sit down. If at least one time in the day, she have to sit down in a seat. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. When you sit down in the seat, you say, must catch her. God Almighty, Holy Ghost, help, help, help. When you sit down in her seat, you say, she must get catch now. So you say, that's what you said, she must get catched. No. Jesus Christ, church. Show the blood of Jesus. Show the blood of Jesus. Show. Every direction, turn, church, turn. Show the blood, our direction. Let it go, let it go. Put the Holy Ghost, God, power rocking. Put the Holy Ghost, God, power rocking. Shout it, shout it, shout it. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. In that seat, at the workplace. I plead the blood of Jesus. In that seat, at the workplace. Lord God Almighty, as I use these hands and this bench as a representation for the workplace, we send forth the blood of Jesus. We go in the spiritual realm. We anoint that seat. Yes. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. From the top to the very seat. A chair of armrest. Chair of an armrest. We wipe the arms of the chair with the blood of Jesus. We anoint the feet of the seat with the blood of Jesus. Chair now popped out. No box will be broken. Chair not going to break. And nobody's going to hurt their back. We cover. Cover the place now. Cover. Cover your workplace. Cover your work area. Cover your work area. Cover your work area under the blood of Jesus. Come on, church. Who am I talking to? Cover your workplace. Anywhere you sit down. Lord God, anywhere you sit. Yes, some of us are teachers. We're not in the classroom now. We are sending it now. We cover. We cover when we work right now. You think I'm the one this? You believe this is for you alone? I cover where I sit under the blood of Jesus. Shoot, 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 shoot. The blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, you know. Listen, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blot it out. Thank you, Jesus. Blot it out. Thank you, Jesus. Reverse the curse. Thank you, Jesus. Reverse. Back to sender. Back to sender. Anywhere you come from. Want to take up residence in my workplace. Back to sender in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We declare freedom, 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 freedom. No man, do you believe something has been broken? That God won't hear. Do you believe something has been broken? Do you believe something has been broken? Do you believe something has been broken? In the name of Jesus, tell God thank you. Tell God something. Something has been broken. Grandma, do you believe something has been broken? Thank you, Jesus. You believe something has been broken? Thank you, Jesus. You believe something has been broken? You believe something has been broken? Hallelujah. Just for a moment, silently, musicians, just take up your hands of all the instruments. Everybody, wave them. Just wave. Sometimes we sting with the clear words, but sometimes it's just a moment of silence in adoration, and we lift our hands. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the hearts that cry unto you. We thank you for receiving. We are nothing without you. We are a complete failure without you. You have been to us. You have been merciful unto us. You have forgiven us time and time again. Jesus, you never fail us. Never. Even when we don't deserve it. You still love us. Even when we were a mess, God, you still love us. At this moment, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. We continue to bow our heads before the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, touch your daughter. We pray for strength. We pray that your Holy Spirit will minister strength. Hallelujah. And Lord, even as you have poured into our hearts, even as you have sent your Holy Spirit to minister to us in a fresh and new way, Lord, we just desire to give back a portion of what you have given unto us. Lord, we pray that you'll bless
those hands. Lord, we thank you for your provision. You are indeed our provider. You're indeed the one who is our source. Father, we thank you, therefore, that in every situation, Lord, you have just been simply amazingly good. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for those who have been healed this morning. We thank you for the stripes, the blood that flowed. And we can stand in that place knowing we are healed. Knowing, mighty God, mighty God, you're an amazing God, an amazing Father to us. And even when we don't deserve, Lord, you have just been good to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And now, Lord, we just bow and savor in your presence, for there is joy, joy unspeakable, remaining in your presence, Lord. You love us too much, too much, too much, too much, Lord. As one songwriter penned it, but it's your great love towards us that goes beyond mention. For you gave yourself, you gave your life, you sacrificed your life, Jesus, so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so, Lord, we thank you for those online and those watching us this morning. Oh, that you'll enter into that living room, into that bedroom, right now, Lord, in that car, and do your work, Almighty God. Let your presence be ever felt. Let today be not ending without someone coming to faith in you, for a backslider to be restored, mighty God. For those who have languished and those who believe that they were end of their rope, pull some back in, reel some back, someone back into your presence and your comforting arms, O Lord. For indeed we thank you for what you're doing, what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for saving. Oh, mighty, mighty God, thank you for transforming lives this morning. And now, Lord, we give you thanks that salvation has come to the heart of those who desire to be in your presence. Thank you, Lord. And as we give unto you cheerfully and joyfully, we pray that your presence, oh God, will be multiplied unto us. Your blessings, rather, will be multiplied back to us. To you be the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As we prepare to give unto the Lord, out of hearts of gratitude, perhaps also this, you have brought a special gift to the house. This being the 13th Sunday, I want for you to give it willingly, give it in love. And then afterwards we share, we have some of the stuff that we will share. We know that we got quite a bit in the first service, and we know that we will be able to share continually. So I'm going to invite the praise team to come back and do the congregational hymn or song as the ushers wait on you for your tithes and offerings. And then right after that, if you brought a gift to the house, a special gift, we want for you to take it to the altar. Hallelujah. So very much. These are precious, precious gifts coming from the Lord to you that you're giving back at this time. I want for you to stretch your hands towards these that you have brought back to the house this morning. And we are so thankful to the Lord that He has been a good God. And now, Lord, we consecrate these gifts that your children have brought to the house of specially picked, Lord, and taken into your house so that those in need can be blessed, so that we can share one with the other. Indeed, Lord Jesus, you remind us that the early church brought together things so that no one would lack. Lord, as we grow in that grace, as we get closer and closer to that point where we all will be able, Lord Jesus, to have all things in common. Mighty God, we are so thankful this morning. Bless abundantly the hands of those who have brought to the house in this regard. To you be the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God is indeed faithful. And as our brothers seek to take these back to be shared, I just want for you to know this morning, it's good seeing each and every one of you in the house this morning. What a time it has been. And for some of you who have not been in the house for such a long time, to God be the glory. It has been a month in which we focused primarily on the fact that we have been priests before the Lord. that we are a kingdom of priests. And we have all been reminded, brothers and sisters, according to Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6, for you are a people. Amen. You are a what? You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all peoples on the face of the earth to be his. You belong to Jesus. Amen. You belong to him. It means not only we are here to serve God, but we are here for his pleasure. Amen. Whatever you own, we own it for your pleasure because it gives great joy. And so, brothers and sisters, I want for you to know that in spite of what you are faced with all the challenges, with all the persecution perhaps, with all the illnesses, with all the challenges of life, Sister White, with loved ones passing, and with all the challenges that we face, I want for you to know that you have been chosen and you have been made a priest unto the Lord. What an assurance. I sense this morning that we need, as we worship, to be reminded of this great truth. As in Ephesians 5 verse 18, and you would have heard this already, where I pray also that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. And again, I want this truth to really sink in our hearts that you and I have been chosen and we are, as it were, bringing pleasure to the Lord. We are, in fact, so we're accustomed to being saying, you know, we have an inheritance in the Lord. But this month we are being told that the Lord has an inheritance in us. What a phenomenal truth that I want for us to embrace. Hallelujah. He didn't say, it's interesting because you would think you would say, our inheritance in God, meaning how special he is to us, how rich we are in him. But Paul says, his glorious inheritance in the saints. We are his wealth. We are his pleasure. And it is a very powerful concept that we ought to embrace. So as we wrap up this morning, and as we have celebrated and have praised and been healed, we are recognizing that we are a people in the earth that the Lord finds pleasure in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want for you to sense of who we are, chosen, special people of God, chosen by God, who have become royalty, a priesthood unto him. And he finds pleasure in us, and more so when we do his will in the earth. I declare that the eyes of our understanding, the eyes of our heart, will grasp this so that as we leave here today, we continue the celebration knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord another wave offering. Hallelujah. I think that this morning we would have praised, but I want for you to understand how much the Lord would have looked down and you would have found pleasure in us as we worshiped him. How he would have recognized us as the people in the earth who is finding pleasure. And God bless you. I love you all. And I trust that we'll continue to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I know we'll say thanks to our team, visiting team. Oh, you're over in the corner, but we're so thankful that you came along this morning and really, really led us in a time of worship. And just the ministry this morning that you brought has been really, really something that we want for you to know, that we are praying for you and that the Lord will empower you as you go forward. So for those who joined us online and each and every one of you, we're so happy that you could have joined this morning. Sister Hales, and good having you and your friend. I think I have her name somewhere. I'm sorry, Sister Jennifer, have it somewhere. And Sister, or soon to be Sister Shirley Walker, right? I know Sister Hales is pulling you along, but great that you came along this morning and just be there. And we look forward to you being in this house over and over again, and that you'll walk with the Lord and make him your Lord and Savior. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And over to you, Sister Jennifer, as you come to say your part, and I'll be back with you in a moment with the blessings of, as you'd have heard, Sister White lost her sister, but one thing is sure, she walked with the Lord, and that makes all the difference. And so we continue to pray for the family, the entire family, for strength that we know the Lord will indeed provide.
Hallelujah. What a time we have had in the presence of the Lord. I am just so blessed this morning. If there's anybody blessed, let me just give it. If you're just so blessed, just wave your hand in the presence. God is indeed good. Whose report do you believe this morning? I choose to believe the report of the Lord. I believe that I am healed, Shani. Hallelujah. I believe, if you believe that you, come on, if you believe that you have been touched this morning, hallelujah, just give a wave offering unto the Lord. I believe, I choose to believe the report of the Lord, and I believe that I am healed this morning in the name of Jesus. I believe that I am restored. I believe that I am forgiven in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I believe that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Indeed, it's such a pleasure to have our visitors in the house with us this morning. And those of you who are watching via YouTube and Facebook, we are so happy to have you. Sister Coralita, God bless you, sis. We are praying for you, and we hope to see you again soon. Sister Leslie, Brother Leslie Smith, and Sister Tanika, his husband and wife, you know. What a wonderful thingy when they can work together in the kingdom together, side by side. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for them. Bless the Lord. And of course, we have Sister Shirley Walker. Pastor just acknowledged her. Did you stand when Pastor called your name? Okay, so there is Miss Shirley Walker. Put your hands together for her. And we hope to see you again soon, madam. And she came along with Sister Naomi Hales. That is the mother of Brother Carden. Brother Carden, you know Brother Carden, mother? Stand up now. Long time we don't see you. Let us see your face. All right, put your hands together for her. And there's a visitor here who came with Tajay, Andre Scott Hall. Yes, bless you. Thank you so much. And we hope to see you again soon, sir. All right, bless you and thank you so much for coming, and all of you who came this morning. And of course, we have a few announcements. This Monday evening at 7, it will be time for singles ministry. And the topic that they will be exploring and delving into will be legally bound. So if you are divorced, if you are just single and never been married, if you are widowed, once you're single, male or female, this is your time. Please make sure that you look out for the Zoom link, and please ensure that you log on. Whatever it is that you need to have more information on, or you are experiencing in your body right now, you don't understand it, or maybe it's a family member or a friend that you can help them along to understand what is happening, you please log in all of this month. Every Thursday evening at 7, the first one will happen this Thursday evening at 7, and they will be having doctors on every Thursday evening, persons who are expert in these areas to be speaking to you. So please be on, don't miss the misses today. So the topic for this month is healthy bodies fit for God's vineyard. Healthy bodies fit for God's vineyard. So if we are going to be working and expanding the kingdom of God, we need to be healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually, all of us. All right, so we are taking care of the whole man. So Monday evening, Singles Ministry, Thursday evening will be health and wellness, health month kicking off, healthy bodies fit for God's vineyard. So see you there. And as usual, we have the other activities for the week. We have Super Tuesday this evening. We are off. It's family evening. Find something to do with the family. Have fun. Play games. Talk. Do something. All right? So family evening this evening. No Sunday school. And of course, on Tuesday right here, we have Super Tuesday fasting. So if you're available, you're not at work, you're on leave, you know, you're just available to be in the house of the Lord. It can never be too much to be in the presence of the Lord. Even as much as his presence is always with us, but just to take some time out to spend quality time. Because you know, when you're there, woman or sister wife, no matter how you try, you know, some disturbance, don't it? No matter how you try to find that quality time, but when you take yourself away, come away and be refreshed. Come away and be refreshed. So 9 o'clock on Tuesday, Super Tuesday fasting, and on Tuesday evening at 6:30, Super Tuesday fasting part 2 on Zoom. So please, if you can't come in the morning, then you try to log on in the evening. And of course, we are having exciting times as we explore the book of John. We are at John's chapter 4, and we are really digging deep, and we want you to be a part of this journey with us. So please join us. The Christian Education Ministry is at the helm of this, and we invite every single member, saved or unsaved, neighbor or friend or family member, give them the link and let them join and be a part of this Bible study. Thank you. So on Friday now, we'll have the youth. The youth ministries will be in charge, and we have our youth and director sitting up here, and we will see those flyers, e-flyers coming at us to tell us what the youths are up and about with, all right, and let us support them and join them. And on Saturday morning, we have our Saturday morning prayer and fasting at 6 a.m. May God bless you all as we have a wonderful and productive week. Can you hand? Thank you. We have a basket here for Sister, I hope she's still here. Sister Molly, Margaret coming. Oh, she left? Okay, then. So we will keep this until she returns. But from me to you, have a wonderful week in the presence of the Lord. May God bless you. Love you all. Over to my pastor with the blessings and then.
Thank you, Sister Jennifer. So our little ones are in the middle of doing steak tea and tape and all those. Can I see those who are might be here who are doing exams? Can you just stand right where you are? And your those online, you're doing exams this week, we just want for you to know that our prayers are with you. And we, you know, if you had gone to the best high school in Jamaica, you would have known that the motto was prayer and work conquers all. And so we want for you to work hard, make sure that you're covering the material and you're studying, and we are going to be praying a very short prayer, but I want for you to pray before you go into the exams, pray before you start the paper, but when you get in the exam, make sure you read the questions and read it again and read it again, and make sure you read all the instructions properly and take notes of it. And don't be fearful, for the Lord is with you and you'd have prepared yourself. Stretch your hands towards these young ones who are going to be doing so very, very well in their exams of this year. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we lift up these precious saints before you. They have been preparing for this time. It has been a rough time, Lord. Father, this academic year has not been normal, and many have had to learn through methods that they were not accustomed to. In the name of Jesus, we are praying for your supernatural, Lord, strength. We pray for boldness in the approach to these exams. We are praying, Lord Jesus, that you'll grant wisdom, proper interpretive skills. Lord, we ask that they will choose the questions wisely. Lead them to study and to spend time, mighty God, on materials that are coming on that exam paper or those exams. We thank you, whether they're standing here or at home watching. We pray for divine cover upon the students, and especially those who are members of this local church and those who are affiliated to this local church and who have been faithful in serving you. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. We're rooting for you. Stand with me, please, as we bring our time in the house to an end. And so glad that you look around you. Oh, I want to recognize Sister Marcia Williams. She was baptized not in a pool but in the sea yesterday morning. Sister, I know your feet are proper, but I want for you to just stand a little bit so that they can recognize you, Sister Williams. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Great having you in the house today. And then, Brother Ricardo, good having you, sir. You have been away from us for a long time. Great having you. And I see the families expanding. So congrats too. And we trust that the Lord is going to help you and the entire family. Lift your hands with me. And Brother Thomas, we have not seen you in many moons also. Amen. But great having you coming out this morning. And the entire family at that. And we are so thankful. We're so thankful for being with us this morning. Sister Keisha has not been here. Where's Sister Keisha? Oh, Sister Keisha was dancing down the place this morning. I like your nails. Lift your hands. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord goeth before you and maketh your path straight. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are the apple of his eyes. And whatever you go through this week, you will not be overcome by evil, but you will overcome evil by doing good. God bless you. I love you. Shalom. Thanks again, my wonderful team. Over to the musicians.